A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the fall 2019 issue on Childhood. Youth Rise Up for Climate Justice by Patty Bowman. Patty Bowman is Executive Director of IPJC. On September 10, 2015, 21 youth filed an environmental lawsuit in federal court, Juliana versus United States. 4 years later, on September 20, 2019, hundreds of thousands of young people took to the streets in cities across the world to demand action on climate change. The predicted outcomes of a warming planet, such as sea level rise, increased flooding and droughts, more severe storms, the displacement of peoples from environmentally devastated areas, will affect today's children and their children's children long after the present generation has passed away. Because the stakes for their future are so high, youth around the world have become impatient waiting for adults to take action, and have begun to speak out for themselves in an effort to safeguard their environmental future. The Juliana lawsuit asserts that, although the U.S. government has known for decades that carbon dioxide pollution was causing climate change, it has created and enhanced the dangers of climate change through policies that have encouraged continued extraction and use of fossil fuels. Plaintiffs argue that by failing to protect the environment, the government has violated their constitutional rights by depriving them of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, as well as by failing to protect the essential public trust resources. Framing the long-lasting effects of climate change in terms of constitutional rights changes the discourse around the issue. It forces us to look beyond the present and into the future. Quote, I'm part of an amazing group of plaintiffs who won't put up with adults jeopardizing our future any longer, says 17-year-old Milo Vergen, a plaintiff in the Juliana lawsuit. Despite the government's repeated attempts to have the case dismissed before trial, the youth are not deterred, nor are they alone. The 21 initial plaintiffs in the suit have recently been joined by over 30,000 youth who have signed on to a friend of the court brief in the case. The September 20, 2019 Youth Climate Strike was part of a rapidly growing movement of young people, inspired in part by the actions of Swedish 16-year-old activist Greta Thunberg. She began sitting in front of the Swedish parliament in 2018, holding a sign that read simply, "School Strike for Climate." Her action has ignited a rapidly growing movement, resulting in climate school strikes in hundreds of cities around the world just 1 year later. Thunberg recently was invited to address the United Nations General Assembly and has been honored with the Ambassador of Conscience Award from Amnesty International. For many Catholic youth, advocacy on behalf of the environment is linked to their faith. For example, approximately 2,000 young Catholics worldwide have joined the Laudato Si generation, the youth branch of the global Catholic climate movement. In his encyclical Laudato Si on care for our common home, Pope Francis stresses the importance of caring for the earth for future generations. Quote, intergenerational solidarity is not optional, but rather a basic question of justice. The environment is on loan each generation, which must then hand it on to the next, close quote. In a statement supporting the youth climate strike, these young Catholics have issued a powerful plea. Quote, we're the young Catholics of the Laudato Si generation, and we'll inherit the earth older generations leave us. This earth could offer a rich heritage, bright with promise, but it has not been protected. We're scared, and we are motivated by a sense of urgency, and we need your help. We call on all those in the church to stand with us, close quote. We who consider ourselves adults must listen to young people and allow them to lead us. May we all work to leave our children and their children's children a safe, beautiful, and sustainable world in which to live and thrive.